Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I am Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. And as you can tell over the last few episodes, I have completely lost track of how many of these we have done and stopped counting. But I am joined again this week by Dr. John Nunes, and we have a fun announcement to make for everybody this week. So the weather's getting nice, and we're starting to be able to get outside again, and who knows, it's the Northeast, it'll snow again sometime soon. But I had a patient came in the other day, and you know, she said, "I guarantee you it will snow again this year." And I sort of looked at her funny, and she said, "It might be in December or November, but it'll definitely snow again this year." So she got me on that one. I was sort of a little confused for a second there. But
that's cheating.
Yeah, right? Those technicalities that you can get caught on. So, John, I'll let you do the honors here. Why don't you give everybody a clue into our fun announcement here?
Just like last year, we're going to be prepping for the upcoming race season. Like you said, the warm weather is coming, you know, right around the corner. So for those of you who braved the winter and got outside, bravo. I'm not that brave. I hate the cold. But got to get outside, start training again. You know, those race schedules are going to be filling up soon. And once again, we will be doing our Fitness with Feldman endurance team. So Justin and I are really excited about that. Last year, we were able to raise a total of, I think, a little over $600.
$600, yeah.
Which was great. You know, we came up with this idea, you know, for every mile that was raced, not practice, you know, we're going to call you on it. For every mile that was raced by our team members, you know, Feldman PT Performance, you know, donated $1. So we're really excited about that. We want to grow the team again this year, get some cool swag. I know everybody likes swag. Maybe we can get some more team members.
Right? Yeah.
Tell your friends. So we're going to start that team again, so be on the lookout. We'll post up some links about signups and info about races, and maybe even cue you in on, you know, Justin and my training tactics, you know, kind of tricks that we have up our sleeve for training and training schedules, exercises, stuff like that. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited about it again.
Yeah, we definitely, you know, we want to keep building on this idea. I think it builds, you know, great community. One of the cool things that, like, feedback that we got from people that were involved last year was just how neat it was to go to a local race and you ran into someone wearing the same shirt as you, got talking, probably shared some sort of story about John or I, and were talking about us behind our back, and then you would come into the clinic and knew something about us that we didn't know you knew and were able to mess with us. So people tend to, you know, enjoy that. I think it builds a great community among all of our patients and clients. And it also helps, you know, give back to the community and help us do some great stuff. We were able to raise $600 last year, and last year, you know, we let everybody vote on a charity they wanted it to go to, and so last year the winning charity was the Abilities First Playground Fund that they're trying. So Abilities First is trying to build a playground for children with special needs, and so we were able to, you know, give them $600. So really no cost to any of you guys to join. All that we ask is that you sign up, help us log your miles, and just, you know, wear your Feldman PT and Performance shirt to any of the local races. And for every race that you run in the shirt, then we donate $1 for every mile into there. So, I don't know. We didn't have anybody run any ultras last year. So that was it. But so maybe the challenge is out there. If anybody's planning on doing 50-100 mile races.
Well, Justin, I think you should lead by example.
Yeah, I don't think so. You know,
can we do it for soccer? Could I get it for every, you know, minute that I play for my men's league?
How about for every injury that you fake, we'll donate $1.
I think for every slice of pizza not eaten by me, we should donate some money.
No, that'd be, we wouldn't donate any money. You're eating all the pizza. It should be for every pizza you eat.
Loophole.
Yeah. So yeah, we're really excited to be able to bring this back and to get everybody involved again and grow. So what we need is, we just need your help in sharing the idea with friends, fellow runners. So runners, triathletes, we had a bunch of, you know, CrossFit athletes in the team last year, doing stuff. And so we come up with unique ways to track what you're doing to sort of equate it to a mile. And then we donate money to a charity, so everyone gets to vote. So please, you can share this podcast episode with your friends. We'll have some links in the show notes you can go to. We'll be posting stuff on Facebook, Instagram, where any other social media channel that might pop up between now and a couple days when we post this up there. And you can head on over, share that with your friends, and get involved. And if you have anything that you want to see us build into the team and do with the team, you know, maybe this year we'll try and share our training plan. So John tends to do the run once a week and then panic when it comes to race time.
Yep.
I tend to do the don't run until race day, and this way you're not panicked because there's no expectations.
Well, for me it works. I've always worked well under pressure. Last minute for me.
Last minute? Yeah. No. Just kidding. We're gonna train. We'll go through stuff. Obviously, we'll post another picture of all of our shoes.
Yeah. And by all means, if you guys have any races that you're really interested about, or you know that are for a great charity, you know, one of the best things about our area is that there's always great stuff for local charities, and it's fun when it hits home. Because that's what we're trying to do with this team. So if you guys know of any races that you want to, you know, get some awareness to or get some presence for, you know, let us know.
Yeah, definitely. We'd be happy to, you know, share information about any, you know, any other local races. We're always trying to, you know, help grow, you know, different groups and help different charities that are putting on these races do it. And, you know, if you're running for a cause or doing something, you're looking to get awareness, then, you know, we'd love to help spread word about it, maybe get you to come on the podcast, talk about what you're doing, why you're doing it, and everything. We'd love to help everybody out that way. As always, you know, head on over to our website. You can go to iTunes, Google Play, subscribe to the podcast, make sure you don't miss an episode. There'll be more information about our training and all the team information, and we look forward to seeing everybody right back here next week. Have a great week.